Let us read from God's holy word from Psalm 8, the 8th Psalm. Psalm 8. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Who hast set thy glory above the heavens, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honour. Thou makest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet. All sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowls of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. You will notice, beloved friends, that the psalm begins with the same words as it closes with. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. And it is upon that blessed name that we would base our few remarks this evening. You know, the name of the Lord, as it says here, who has set thy glory above the heavens, his name should ever be glorified in all things. But do we know anything in our own souls, or do we desire to know how excellent his name is? You know that throughout the sacred word of God, there are so many sweet records of the name of the Lord. You know, really, there are many names given to the Lord throughout his word. And those names are very excellent names. But we think particularly of the very name of Jesus. You think when Gabriel came to Mary and said that she should bring forth the Son of God, and what did he say? And his name shall be called Jesus. And then he gives the reason why. For he shall save his people from their sins. The name of Jesus to a poor needy sinner is a very excellent name. It's a name, as the hymn writer said, that's just suited to their very case. We read in the Acts of the Apostles, don't we, There's none other name given under heaven among men whereby ye must be saved. The name of Jesus. It's a name that prevails above every name. We sing in one of the hymns, don't we? We hope to sing at the funeral tomorrow. How sweet the name of Jesus sounds in a believer's ear. And then it gives the sweet effect of that name. It soothes his sorrows, heals his wounds, and drives away his fear. And does that name this night mean anything to you and to me? Well, the Lord is the witness. Can we truly say with David here, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. We think of what the Lord wonderfully spoke to Ananias concerning Saul. And Ananias, you remember, had heard much of Saul, how he'd persecuted the church of God and cast men and women into prison. But we find that the Lord answered Ananias in a beautiful way. And he says this to him, But the Lord said unto him, Go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me. And then listen, to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. And if ever a man preached a precious Jesus and that glorious name, the dear Apostle Paul did. And here he conveys to Ananias, he shall bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. We think too, if I may just turn to it, of Paul's letter to the church in Philippi, where in that second chapter he speaks so much of the dear Lord Jesus. And I'll just read to you what the apostle was unable to say. He says, Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. And then these precious words, Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name. And then the apostle beautifully to the church of Philippi describes this, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And we think too of the dear Lord Jesus in his prayer in John 17. He spoke a very precious word, you know, it's a very sacred and blessed chapter. And he so sweetly declares of this glorious name. And he says this to his beloved Father, I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept my word. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name. You see, it's the only way of access to God the Father. I thought it was very confirming we should sing that hymn just now, and you may think of what we sung because the dear hymn writer summed it up beautifully, didn't he? He says, this prayer supports the soul that's weak. Though thought be broken, language lame, pray if thou canst or canst not speak, but pray with faith in Jesus' name. We think too of that word I often quote in prayer, in pleading the precious name of Jesus. This is the name the Father loves to hear his children plead, and all such pleadings he approves and blesses them indeed. But just briefly, this precious name, through that name flows grace, flows righteousness. It flows through that precious name, the needs of every one of God's dear people will be met. Everything they need is couched in his blessed name. Oh, it is, the name of Jesus. And that name, you know, will be made very precious and sweet to you. One thinks personally, as we look back, when I was so exercised about the sacred step of baptism in 1963, I lived ever so close to God's holy word. You know, I used to take the Bible to work, and when I had my lunch or dinner or a tea break, I picked the word up, you know. And it didn't matter where I read in the word, whether it was in the Old Testament or in the New, the very name of Jesus was so precious to me. And all we wanted to do was to be obedient to him and follow in his sacred steps. You remember what God the Father said at the baptism of the dear Lord Jesus as John baptized him in Jordan. We find those beautiful words, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And the same applied in the Mount of Transfiguration, when the voice from the most excellent glory sounded forth, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And then he added this, hear ye him. Well, may the Lord favour us each to have more and more sweet fellowship and communion with the dear Redeemer and rejoice in his glorious name. as the psalm began, how excellent is thy name. And he closed with the same theme David did. You see, all his salvation was in the dear Redeemer. May it be so with us each. Well, may the Lord bless this sacred psalm to us.